sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit. Kid, I never stepped in it. I reckon it's older than the New Testament.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Tequila. You know what's up. It's the show where we take shots of tequila while doing tech shit. But today we have a very, very, very special episode. First off, I am here with Miss Kyle Noya and then Mr. Eric Early. And for the people watching, you get to see us be awkward. But for the people listening, you don't have to get to see this. But this is a very special episode because we are unpackaging and assembling Nintendo Labo.
While drunk!
While drinking. Yes. And then today, what we are drinking for now, it might change later, is Olmeca Altos? What are you called? Olmeca Altos tequila that is somewhat habanero infused. And then Kyle is having, what is this? You introduce this.
Blackberry brandy.
Blackberry brandy.
It's which, Polish, so I can't pronounce it.
If Sadie were here, she could.
Is it say La Croix?
No. Le Roux.
Oh, okay.
That's one letter away from saying La Croix.
Okay, so before we hack into this, we have to take a shot. So I guess I'll pass these out.
All right.
Kyle gets the boot.
Yay.
Das Boot. You get the Sailor Jerry.
Actually, it's Das Boot.
Get out of here. Okay. Special guest, Zoe.
Wait, is Zoe getting anything?
Our pup.
Nope.
She gets a pup. All right. 3, 2, 1. Oh, this is happening. Good way to start.
On that note, let me start my timer.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if the Nintendo Labo is supposed to get more difficult as time goes on, but that's what's going to be happening.
That's exactly what this is. Okay.
Timer. We're under a time limit. We have to finish everything.
Okay. This so packaging.
We looked and there's expected, like, 5 different things to build, so we got some tough choices to make.
Oh my gosh.
There's only 3 of us.
Okay, look at this packaging. Look at this. Look how beautiful this is. It's so well done. It's like Eric and I were saying earlier that it's like if Apple made their packaging with like a lot of fun character to it. It's so good.
Yeah. Okay, it's also still sealed.
Yeah, so we have not cheated and pre-built anything.
It hasn't been opened.
Has not
this
opened.
This is all entirely organic build.
Yes, yes.
And we can't get it open, and that was the podcast, everybody.
So the little car is only supposed to take 10 minutes.
Yeah, so, okay.
The piano's like 3 hours.
We got, there's the car, there's the fishing rod.
Wait, let's do the group effort. Ready?
All right.
Ready? We can group open it. Okay,
yay!
So here's the game. Cartridge thingy.
Get
wow,
started.
This packaging is so good. Here, I'm going to show the camera.
Okay.
It is.
I think this is just cardboard.
Show the camera.
It's just a spacing. But look at, this is so well printed. Oh, so fun.
Mechanical bits.
Mechanical bits.
So one, remove game card. Yeah. 2, insert game card into Nintendo Switch and start game.
That's human, I think.
Yeah, there's the time
bunch
thing
of, brought a bunch of little stickers here. Show
I brought
camera.
So many stickers.
She brought like a metric fuck ton of stickers. Like, there's so many. Look, there's a lot of pigs, because that's her thing. Like a lot of pigs.
Like
pigs
a lot. Like too many.
Too no many pigs.
Too many pigs.
All right, so that's
a car.
Car.
Mm-hmm. This is a fishing rod.
Fishing rod.
Check
it looks like it's fishing rod. It looks like it's color coded. So like, this is just random pieces. And the car is only one board, so. Straightforward.
That's the speedrunning bar.
So the rest are more than one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fishing rod is, 5? 6?
Fishing rod is 6.
Woo. No reverse art.
Oh.
Wow.
Barely any art.
Well,
no forward art.
They put all of it into this.
1, 2.
And the packaging. The packaging looks very good.
Yes.
3.
Although it feels, the inside feels like more packaging.
4. For the house.
Oh my god, it bleeds over. The photo.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay, let's pull this fucker.
I really think it must have taken, like, people make fun of the Labo, like, oh, it's for kids or whatever, but it took a long ass time to, like, program and design in 3D space what's about to occur. Like,
holy shit. Okay, 1.
What is
two,
that the motocross
three.
Bike?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is this
motocross? Yeah.
The motocross?
Yeah, and this is piano.
So I guess we can all do one at a time. Mm-hmm. So which one are we doing first?
I mean, maybe we.
So I was suggesting we might be easiest to start with the car, since that's like 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
And it'll give us an idea of what
we're dealing with, so like we can practice our speedrunning strats.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Your controllers will be updated.
What? So do you want to follow the instructions, or do you want to just push pieces out and try and assemble them?
I can do that.
See, I was worried, but like they're not labeled, so.
It's not like A1, A2.
We're a bunch of adults.
Yeah.
Surely we can figure out where everything goes.
Okay, well, that's going to stay updating there. Let's see. Let's just start with this fucker.
All right. So
this is what that looks like. It's just a piece of cardboard.
Piece of cardboard.
All of this is just cardboard.
Whoa, cool.
But it makes magic.
Let's just start punching shit out.
Yeah, so the speedrunning article that I was reading, the guy said that it took him 2 minutes to just punch all the pieces out. And he said it was really hard to punch these pieces out. It doesn't seem that bad.
Oh, shit.
This is so interactive!
Oh, so there's this. It just has a screen. You can't see because it's bright. I'm going to get real close. So there's a screen that says make, play, discover. So we can start with make.
Yep.
That's what we're doing. First, we'll practice. Remove just this one part from the sheet. Be careful to not bend anything.
Oh,
I
knew it!
Oh, I bent it!
Okay, here, hold it like this so we can all read.
Alright.
Hold forward as we do play. This is a weird thing. So we're starting with this piece, yeah? I see. Okay, so that's how you reset the camera. How's good practicing? Take a good look at the screen to make sure it matches with what you're building. Yeah, we have that thing.
Were we supposed to punch out things?
Punch out?
Like that? There, that's a hole.
Yeah. This is also just like a tutorial before we start. Notice the back. Notice the back and front are different. Start with the printed side facing down.
Okay.
The key to the Toy-Con construction is to crease firmly along the fold lines. Always check where fold lines are.
Okay, so when I folded earlier, it was
fine.
The end of the world.
You were fine.
Okay.
Be sure to crease them nice and firmly. That will make things easier to build. Okay, cool. This is so fun. I just want to share the camera.
This is so cool. The way this works. Okay.
Look at this. This is great.
You so
hold.
You're in the worst spot right now.
I'll hold back so we don't have to. Oh,
is it playing the music backwards?
Oh my god, yes! The folded piece stands up on its own. That's a good sign. Don't worry if it doesn't stand up perfectly straight, though. Okay.
If it doesn't, it's not a bad sign.
There are a bunch of foldable creases. Sign. Carefully fold them one by one. What? What?
If it doesn't make that sound, you're doing it.
Can you guys be my sound effect men?
What?
No, not that one.
Oh no! We're not even through the story yet! We have to take a shot!
Oh god! Oh, we're never gonna get through any of these. Okay.
Alright, I creased firmly. Guess what? I'm skipping ahead.
Yeah, you figured it out. Good job. Yeah, it does actually play the music backwards when you go in reverse.
I gotta pour myself more.
I don't know why this would be necessary, but perhaps we will understand later.
Okay, let's just go here to take the shot so I don't have to hand it out.
I'm a little surprised there's not like a autoplay button.
There should be. It's kind of like you have to hold it for a really long time for it to advance. It's kind of annoying. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Mm. Cheers. Christ. That is. It's not that hard. Okay, fold things.
This part. Hold on. This part is called a tab. It will be very important in your building process. Oh, shit, really?
Carefully insert the tab into the opening.
Make sure it doesn't get bent out of shape.
Oh, wow.
We did it. That's it.
Woo!
Woo! All right.
It's done. We're so far along.
And that was the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
You have to... What the fuck?
It's taking off!
Wow. This animation's ridiculous.
This is truly an interactive experience.
Whoa. Where did it go, man?
No one knows.
Okay, now we have to make some tough choices.
Oh, jeez. I think this also means that we're not going to be able to, like, each work on a different...
No.
Oh, yeah, because it won't be... Let's do the car first. It's 10 minutes.
Let's do the car first.
RC car.
We have to do it before the next shot.
Together, we can.
Okay, start with them. Take care of speech.
Oh, Jesus.
There are two steps.
Oh, good.
One of two.
Half.
Making the RC car an antenna.
All right, well, here's the antenna.
Right. I think we just... This is like punch out time.
Banana. Da-na-na. Wait, is that punch out?
Yeah.
That's sort of punch out. It's also F-Zero. That's why I was getting confused.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, pro tip. Don't do the inked side. Do the non-colored side.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know how this works. I guess forward. Take these two parts out.
Okay, yeah. You guys have those.
So these pop out.
And bend them along the crease lines.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So. Be careful not to bend them. Shit, I'm bad at this. I'm sorry. Instructions are hard. Okay. All right. Printed side facing down.
All right.
Crease firmly along the fold lines.
All right, got it. You want to show me where these are?
Oh! Oh, no! It's okay, we have tape. Do we have tape? Good.
We have staples. All right.
Not scotch tape, though.
Duct tape.
Well, I'm sure the audio for this is super interesting to listen to.
Tabs. Fold carefully.
Oh, God. All right.
So, Eric, I have a feeling you can do this.
Thanks. I only got a degree in mechanical engineering.
That's what I mean by you build things in real life.
I used to.
Yeah.
But then I went to grad school, and now I don't get to anymore.
Well.
All right. So from here, I think I can, like, figure out... Like, where everything's gonna snap together.
Crease the four tabs in.
Yep. Speedrun strats.
And then you put the sides in.
Alright, so is that like...
You did it!
Oh.
Well, you're a little bit ahead. That's okay. It's it all the way in.
That's what she said.
Oh, no!
Okay, you're going back.
All right.
Over here.
Yes, those are in. Yes, we get it. Is it all the way in?
Yes!
I don't like it when you have to ask me that.
The RC car is done.
It did a little jump. Okay, so can we try and describe what this RC car
looks
like?
This takes 10 minutes because of the long-ass instructions. Like, these instructions are slow as fuck.
No, that was all step one. Here's step two. Do you want to do step
two? These instructions are slow as shit, this guy.
Now, if we had a cycle it out with these.
This is, okay, for the audio, we literally just, like, there's an antenna portion that goes over the screen of the switch, and it is the dumbest thing ever. But anyway...
Dumbest thing or the greatest thing ever?
Okay, so those just slide in like that.
Yeah. So I want to try, let's just for the podcast, I want to describe like what this thing kind of looks like.
Like a bug.
It looks a little bit like a like an integrated circuit.
Oh, that's way like, beyond me, at least.
You know, it's like the little computer chips with the pins coming out of it. And then you stick the two remotes. I'm going to stick this on the wood because I think that's like...
It'll move better, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think it moves by vibration.
Yes. This is very clearly for all ages.
No, it's 6+. All right.
God, these instructions are so long. It went... Let's attach the Joy-Con controllers. Are you ready? Yeah, dude. I've been ready, fam. We did this.
All right.
We did this. Oh my god.
Even when you press the forward button, it takes like 5 seconds.
It's mad slow.
Yes. Yeah, no wonder that speedrun took 7 minutes.
Oh, okay, finally, done. All right.
That's
we're
going to
be
think.
So drunk. But... play now. Please, I want to play it now. They're taking off. They're taking
three,
off.
Two,
they're taking
one.
Off. Boom!
That's not how they take off. What?
Yeah, that was... that.
All right, well...
Now make it room!
Destroy this one.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Was it already like this?
I think Kyle made that one.
I just built it.
Oh, okay. Why does this one have no ink?
I brought my own.
This one's like colorless?
I think that like
it's
they had
decorating.
Oh.
Which will be the later half.
That's why you brought. Okay, ready?
Yeah,
ready?
We do all the building first. So
I'm
we
doing it.
Still can.
Oh my god. That's all I can do with the board. That's
it's
literally all I can
sliding
do.
Sliding around.
Okay, but you can make this fight. Like aim and make it fight. Oh no!
We're gonna do like GTA
this
can.
This definitely fucks the battery on the drunk ones.
Oh no! Victory!
Okay, we got
wasted.
Okay, so second shot, third shot?
Third.
God damn it.
Oh my god!
God damn it! Third shot. Fuck.
I have this lovely orange cocktail I made. If you all want to go, not go as hard, but, you know, maybe that's not the point of this podcast.
Do some donuts. Wait, what is this in the middle?
Speed or something? Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. It has a camera!
Did yours stop?
What?
Mine did. It's just me. It's just me.
Damn. Wait, where is this camera? Oh my...
Is it here?
It's on the right?
Okay, so there's like an infrared oh, no. camera?
It's here.
Oh my... Yeah, it's so I think these things use infrared.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we could solve crimes with this.
Detective Pikachu Labo, I mean. Did you all play Detective Pikachu? Because I like that game.
No.
Oh, it's so great.
It looks ridiculous. I love that once his face is in it, though.
Yes.
If you bring it down to 120 hertz, it barely moves.
Well.
Right, I'm bringing
it
up to 220.
How the fuck do you adjust?
I opened up the panel.
Oh, look at that. It's like a little
That's where the camera
section.
Comes from.
Oh my god. Porn shot.
I mean, I would say Detective Pikachu was like definitely a kid's game, but it was really fun to like see Pokemon in real life. Also, Detective Pikachu's voice.
Right? Is Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, great.
Someone made a Pikachu covered in, fuck. What's the superhero you did again? I'm forgetting his name.
Iron Man?
No. God damn it. No, Ryan Reynolds did, Deadpool.
Oh.
It's a Pikachu and a Deadpool of...
Oh, Green Lantern?
There you go. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Dink. Oh my Christ. Okay.
Ooh, we can put like antenna on it. That's what this is.
Alright, 3 drinks down and we got the shortest one done.
Oh my god.
So we're going until all 5 of these are...
That's right.
Oh, it's an elephant face! Look!
What?
It's an elephant! I'm gonna make one of them elephants.
Oh, they barely even move at the speed. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. But if you hold down the slider, you can make them make really stupid sounds.
What?
Did you just KO the other one?
I just hit that.
Oh, now there's a timer. It's a race. It's a KO race.
To where? To what?
You have to help the higher frequencies don't. You need them in the middle.
Oh, interesting. Is this to go reverse? Is that
what? What?
No.
Ah, there it is.
God damn it.
It's an elephant! Look! I gave you the face!
I'm sure parents are going to love that sound.
Wait, can I point the camera? Look at this shit.
You're recording audio from this mic, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
What's it like, Mr. RC Car, to win the race? Well,
I guess
excuse me, I think that's unsportsmanlike.
Go, 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 damn!
Go, go.
No!
Fuck you, elephant! Fuck you, buddy! Oh shit!
Oh, you died though! Oh, you. That's the
it
face
even
of
exploded.
Defeat.
Oh, it is battle music.
It exploded. It's to knock them over.
Yeah.
Oh my god, oh. That is amazing. Okay, that's actually really awesome.
This is the one that's supposed to take 10 minutes.
Look at this. It's like a little like plow thing.
Okay, so like the plow obviously...
Look how many stickers Kyle brought.
Yeah. So, okay. I don't understand how the elephant actually would help you in a fight. Right? Like, it's just cute. Like,
it's probably... The nose could like...
Scoops, kind of.
The nose could get like inside of there and then just like...
And then they're
well,
stuck.
And then they're stuck.
But you gotta knock them over to win.
I feel this one's more direct. You could like aim for one of its legs.
Yeah. Try to knock it from the side.
Here, let's.
This is why I should have brought my Switch, so then we could actually have a battle right now. Okay, we gotta pick another one.
Okay,
before 10 minutes are up.
Alright.
Okay, I'm gonna move this one. All this stuff. Where's the
you wanna do that one?
The sheet where this was in? So I can just group it.
Right there.
Behind you, Ericsson.
So we've got a house, we've got a fishing pole, we've got a motocross, and we've got the piano. And the piano's 2 hours, so let's not do that.
Let's not do the piano. You have a bunch of fish stickers.
I do.
Do you want to do
the fishing rod?
Fishing rod?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right, well, that's starting up.
Oh, the fishing rod's like the next one.
I'm so confused.
Back.
Yeah, this is like the WarioWare where you actually have to build all the mini games that you play.
This is a lot of
5 steps.
Five steps.
Shit.
That's like 5 drinks.
Oh shit!
Grab the special parts. There's a oh fuck.
This is where things get mechanical.
This is a whole thing. You don't need to open the bag yet. Okay.
1/5 of the way there.
Making the rod.
So I assume this
there's a lot of sex references in this.
Yes, A and B. We need sheets A and B.
It's like rod and sticking it in and shit.
Wow.
Is it all the way in? And then
wow.
We all simultaneously said that's what she said.
Yeah, that one. Okay, I'll just watch and critique. Good job, guys.
Good form.
For the audio people, this is actually really fucking cool. So, like, the design of the cardboard on the color ink side, it's really hard to see where the shit cuts out unless you look at this, like, wavy pattern they put on it.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I should be, like...
It's a lot easier this way?
Yeah, on the other side.
Yeah, on the... Because it's punched on that side more for some reason.
Don't forget, if you have any trouble, you can use back and forward. Thank you! Alright.
Just remember, you can slow down if you want to.
The rod has 3 parts. Papa bear, mama bear, and baby bear. They're big, medium, and small. Get it?
Oh, okay.
Alright. They are all similar.
Okay.
But one
different.
Is bigger than the other. Okay.
Correct.
That's baby bear. Oh no.
These names.
I'm actually using
this naming convention. She's using the naming convention. This is baby bear. Say hello. This is mama bear? Is that the other one?
We gotta
mama
fold
bear.
And make some
and
good
then
creases.
Steve.
Then Bob.
Alright, we can fold all 3 of these the same way, basically.
Can you go back? What was that animation that just did?
Folding?
Oh, okay. No, I just saw, it like, yeah.
But, and kind of make a farting sound? Yeah. Yeah.
This is like WarioWare kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. In America.
These are the lines. Oh my god.
No! We just greased the baby bear.
Woo! Is that what they're calling it now?
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's how this works.
On
we
camera.
Haven't built anything yet.
On camera shot. All right. Scrubbing over. Okay. Eric, you are not. Neither of us are in the shot. Okay.
I'll just be down here on the floor
three,
where I
two,
belong.
One. This is happening.
Okay.
Let's get to this papa bear.
Firmly creased.
All right, quick. Crease as fast as you can.
That's what she said?
Crease the shit out of this thing.
Oh, man. This is a lot.
Is it?
This is a lot.
Is it?
Just wait until we do the piano.
No, we're not doing the piano tonight.
3 hours. 18 shots.
Okay, so we're gonna go.
Alright, now roll it up.
Is it like this?
Now light
yes,
it.
Yes, and no, stop! That's not what this show's about.
That's high tech.
Oh, okay. My new podcast.
We came up with that on the last episode.
Glad you cross promotional. All right,
now close the lid.
Oh shit!
Oh, now we're gonna add eyelets and grommets.
Wallace and grommet.
Washer and grommet.
Dude,
to create an eyelet
for a 6-year-old, this is pretty complicated. This is like Nintendo IKEA.
Good thing we're not.
That's what this feels like right now.
6-year-olds right now.
This feels like WarioWare IKEA.
You're on your own.
Oh no.
Totally sober.
Okay, here is a washer and a grommet.
Correct. So
here's a Wallace.
Next.
Here's a grommet. Yeah, just which side goes on which.
Take a struggle. Blue grommet. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
The struggle is real.
Get it!
Okay, so yeah.
Yep.
If you snap it all the wrong way, you can ask an adult to pop it apart with a coin.
Don't you dare do that shit yourself.
Dad! Help!
Now fold the tab on the tail end, and It's ready to go. Baby bear
outside?
Is done!
Outside.
Yeah.
Okay, done. We got baby bear.
Do that all right. Two more times.
Mama bear.
Yeah, basically.
We did all the folding already.
It does this.
Are they nice and snug? Try sliding baby bear out and back in.
This is very sexual for a 6-year-old audience.
And there goes all the monetization.
No, it's our fault. It's our fault. Okay, let's leave Mama Bear and Baby Bear.
For being humans.
Oh, here we go.
Get the other
That's
bear.
Totally different.
This
That's
is not a bear.
Cousin Joe Bear.
This is not a bear.
Cousin Bear Joe.
Joe Bearden. Alright.
Yes.
A true fishing rod craftsperson folds the smaller tabs with extra care.
Oh, apparently.
Are you a true fishing rod craftsperson?
This is only the second fishing rod I've made.
Also, they use the word craftsperson.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Look at that.
Gender neutrality.
Thank you. All right.
Nintendo America.
All the creases. Yeah. That's the problem.
Excuse me, we're still creasing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're back to work, woman.
I did the creases. They're all there.
There's more.
I did the little
okay,
one.
Now fold the whole part over. All right. Guess what you're going to do first?
We've already did all the folding.
Too bad. We have to watch all the folding.
Oh, no.
We have to watch it all unfold, you might say.
Oh, God.
There are lots of folds, but the neater you make them, the better your fishing rod will be.
Here's I like how you read it like a kid's story, because it basically is.
Here's a bunch of fart noises every time we do a fold. We're going to have to take another shot soon.
This is such a friendship project. This is... This is like going through battle.
Are we
going
to build friendships or destroy friendships? That's the real question.
It's a little bit of both, right? It's an interactive...
This goes all the way in.
More grommets.
Grommet comes from behind.
Right.
And... Stop! All right. Keep going.
That's also what she said.
Papa Bear, it's done!
I'm done. I'm fucking done. No. I'm fucking done.
Dan, now you gotta advance the...
Alright, what's... So now we just stick it in?
No, we have to take a drink first. Alright, we need this piece.
Interactive shot cam.
I am holding it as we speak.
Alright, let me get past the part where you do all the creases one by one. Jesus Christ, I can't believe... Okay, where's...
Why are you going backwards?
I want to
grab... Go forward!
No, I want to grab the camera. I want to show, like, how fucking tedious this
is. Don't you think they've already gotten that from
No,
her?
They're going to get it now.
Hold on.
All right, so this is like a tiny piece.
So...
Going at full speed.
It's like... Wah, wah, and for each crease.
For every single wah, crease.
For every, like,
on this
10
whole
creases.
Thing. We're going to do that one. Little fart cloud. That one, fart cloud. We're going to do the next one. A little tiny fart cloud. Oh, that was,
no, that
a
was like
one.
A, yeah, that was like a punch cloud.
All right, now we
oh,
show...
Oh, no, that's building.
And that's building. That's like 20 seconds showing you, like, crease all the things.
Okay, I did that building part.
Oh, look, look, it's a lot of, pull it in and out a lot.
Go, go, gadget, flexo rod.
I'm gonna go fishing. This looks like
don't
a phallic object. It's really hard not to make dick jokes this whole time.
Why do we pick the rod?
Why does anyone pick the rod?
Oh, okay, interactive shot cam.
Interactive?
That's right, in no way or shape or form.
All right,
interactive.
You at home. Go to your liquor
shot.
Cabinet.
Then,
no.
then it's interactive.
Get some. This has to be interactive. We'll wait a little bit.
Is that our show?
Grab your tequila.
Okay.
You don't
shot.
Have to shot class.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah. Oh gosh. I might like hold off on the timer
thank
like
you.
A minute. Like just like a little bit.
Joy-Con holder. Yes, I creased.
Are you sure though? Let me show you all the creases you have to
will
make.
Will someone please get me a Joy-Con?
Left or right?
Good question.
I'll get you both.
Just in case. JIC.
Just so we don't have to fucking wait around.
Slide the whole thing into Papa Bear.
It's gonna be one of the best YouTube videos ever.
Yeah. This is how we make our YouTube dollars.
No.
It's okay, YouTube doesn't pay well anyway, fuck it.
You have to be really popular for it to be worth
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Please go to our Patreon account and if you want to see more quality content like this. Of three adult, slowly more inebriated.
Oh my god, good work. If you need a break, I'll totally understand.
What?
That is what it says. It's telling us to take a break.
We'll be back after these sponsored messages.
No, no. Yeah, and it uses first person pronouns.
Nice.
This software is intelligent?
Respective?
You seem really drunk right now. If you need a break.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay.
We're making... a fifth of the way done, everybody.
Alright. Time to pop out some more shit.
That's this one.
More great camera work.
Alright, I'm gonna just go forward so we can get past the creasing.
No, we need to know what we're creasing first. Here's a pro tip. You can fast forward the video by stretching the forward button.
Oh,
what?
Pro motherfucking tip.
Hold on. Now I have to un.
Didn't you tell us this?
Look at this.
An hour ago.
If you're doing, for you at home, you can stretch the forward button if you need to get. Oh my god. Yeah. See this. Yeah. Fuck you, Nintendo.
I wondered if there was something like that, but I figured it was like a double tap. But
Future Daniel, I apologize for the audio, but oh my god.
Why you no tell me, Nintendo? The fuck?
Oh, look, it stretches. That's very nice. Oh, and if you're using button controls, hold down ZR. Cool.
Oh, look, it stretches.
More sexual.
Okay, we're starting with that.
All right. Go ahead and hold the thing down. Lines. I bet I can beat you.
Not anymore!
No!
Damn, you can stretch all the way to the edge of the screen? Oh, basically. Like, to the button. Oh my gosh.
Shit.
We're turning 2D forms into 3D forms.
I can't believe they just told us how to fast forward this shit.
Thanks.
These instructions are mad slow, too.
Man, I bet that speedrunner guy would have appreciated knowing that.
Yeah.
Alright.
I wish IKEA was as interactive. I do appreciate that the IKEA guy is like always like. They don't have to write anything in any language because it's just like question mark
pictures.
Rubbing head,
yeah.
And then it's like friends are good. It's like happy person good. By myself, bad.
Did you know wrenches are helpful?
Did you know that you should have friends?
Alright.
Yo, Smash Bros. Switch is gonna come out.
By the end of the year?
Yeah.
Supposedly the new Pokemon's gonna come out either by the end of the year or next year.
Nice.
When do you think Animal Crossing Switch is gonna come out?
I want the Booba! I want Animal Crossing Switch so bad! Why would they give it to us? Okay.
I want it so bad.
Background. You want Animal Crossing on the Switch? Okay, what is the deal? Why is Animal Crossing so popular? I never got it. It feels like Nintendo Sims.
Did you ever play Harvest Moon?
No.
There's something really, like, soothing about a routine. Where, like, I'm gonna go and do my dailies, I'm gonna go shake all the trees and catch all 5 bees and dig up all 5 fossils.
So it's Farmville.
No! Nothing close!
It's not
like a time-based game where, like, you have to log in. There's no pressure. It's super cash. So you, like, log in and you, like, talk to some cute animal friends.
Is that not how, like, Sims is, basically? Or
no. Sims are more like you're controlling people. This is more like...
This is in real time. That's a little bit of the difference. But it's also just...
Oh, speaking of which, KK is here!
What?
It's KK Slater Night! Saturday nights are KK Slater
Night. Oh, Jesus. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I actually didn't.
Shit. It's okay, I'm still here.
You heard it here first, folks.
KK Slater comes what from 8 to midnight like? On Saturdays. I don't know when they'll come out with Animal Crossing for Switch, but like somebody said,
you think they're going to probably.
Yeah, well,
do they like money? Then yes, they're. Yeah.
And was the first one GameCube?
No, the first one was like Super Nintendo, but it was only in Japan.
No way.
Yeah, it was only in Japan. Oh, not Super
it's
Nintendo.
It's that old?
I don't remember the first Animal Crossing.
I think it was GameCube, but so it was.
No, that was the first English one for sure.
It was Animal Forest. In Japan.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
And then they released an updated version in the US that they called Animal Crossing. And then they released it back in Japan with all the added stuff that they added in the US version.
They called it Animal Crossing Plus.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
And then there was like one for the Wii that didn't go so well. I think it's really well suited to mobile platforms because like, oh, I've got 10 minutes on the train. I'll go...
Oh, that's fair.
Fish.
Whatever. Huh.
But, speaking of fishing...
That's fair.
Oh no!
Oh no! Did you break?
Oh no!
It's okay.
It's fine.
I can't wait to put some stickers on that thing.
That's what. No.
Mind.
for your sake, I'm gonna pour your other stuff.
Thanks.
Is this just gonna go?
See, he's
KK. Squeeze it,
I
squeeze it.
Oh, yeah, and I know about KK there.
Okay.
All right, so we're three drinks in. This is what we have.
And we're on step two of the run.
We're on step two of five. There's
three. We're like five in, fam.
We're at two and a half.
Step two and a half.
Oh, I thought you said three drinks.
Yeah, I thought we were three drinks in.
No, we're not. Like
on this step.
Oh, correct. On the not car. This is the third one.
On not car.
That's a better way to put it.
We are three drinks in.
That's pretty good, actually. This is one of the ones I was most excited for, to be honest. This and the racing car thing.
We'll make the center of the reel. Here, is that?
Moral of the story is, if you're gonna do this shit, have a lot of time.
Also fast forward.
Yeah, use the fast forward.
Yeah. Pro tip, use the fast forward.
Preparing to fast forward, fast forwarding, sir.
But I mean, it's sort of like Legos, where the fun part is building it, right?
Right.
Not when you're under the gun of alcohol.
This is cooler than... Wait, are we due for a shot?
Yeah, the alarm was not that loud. Cheers, cheers. Salud. Kanpai. Whatever it is in fucking Gaelic.
Sláinte.
Sláinte, there we go.
I'm feeling pretty sláinte right now.
The land of the ire. The Irish.
You made a box.
That's this whole thing. You made a box. That's the entirety of this. We'll fold this.
Whoa!
We'll fold this part and then insert it. Look closely to print. Make sure. Blah, blah, blah. We'll fold the. You got the right side. Oh, God, it's this arrow thing.
Oh, it folds here. Interesting. I had no idea.
Arrow thing goes in there.
Okay.
Through to the other side?
It's to stop the dragon from sliding through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, punch it through. Punch it,
make
Captain!
Make sure it goes all the way through. The end should poke out the other side.
Got it.
Great.
Drag that shit. Bam!
Okay.
Is that this? Yes.
Yes. Fold this piece in half, attach it like so.
I'm just gonna shove it on here. I'm just kidding.
Cool.
Okay. Attach it like so. You need to...
There is another piece of the same shape, but the markings are different. Uh-oh.
No, this is the right one.
That is the correct
pure
one.
Blue.
All right.
None of that mixed.
So what, like?
It looks like a little face.
Yes, it does.
It's so
face.
Sad. Okay.
Oh.
I'm so glad that there's this fast forward bullshit now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'll always be here forever.
This piece is going to be our handle. There are quite a few folds. It's okay. I already did it.
We did it, fam.
Oh. Two connected rings. Look like a pair of glasses? No, this looks like handcuffs. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it does look like handcuffs.
You don't want to tell kids about handcuffs.
That's what the police use to oppress us.
That's what mommy uses to...
Nope! Oh no, we're gonna need another grommet.
Where's the Wallace, though?
Wait, you flipped this around the wrong way!
Oh. Okay.
No, I think that's right.
I'm sorry, Senpai.
Oh, God.
Don't let it happen again. Do you remember back when we first met?
Oh, God. My penis is slowly shriveling into my body.
What?
What? I was going to do a flashback episode, but all right.
Gross.
Snap the washer on firmly. Okay. Roll it up and fold it.
Okay, yeah, you
roll
got
it. Alright, now
light
it.
Oh, yeah.
No, stop!
I can't stop. Can't stop.
Damn it. Is that what happens when people drink? Is they develop the memes?
They just, they go into P. Diddy mode.
Cool.
Can't stop.
Is it a musical fishing thing? The tabs are small, so this part might be tricky. Try turning the handle again. Hear the clicky sound?
Oh,
that's
God.
How you know it's a real fishing rod. Wait, why did the computer go dark?
Oh my god!
Okay, I'm putting my microphone. No, do the turning.
It sounds kind of like the CPA train.
Yep. Dog is confused. The reel is finished. You finished the first half of the fishing rod. This might be a good time to take a little break. Oh my god. I think this is what holds the screen.
Yeah.
I hope that was supposed to come out.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I wonder, the other bit goes.
Yeah. Look at that. Illustrations to help us.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's what this podcast is about.
The left remote goes into that piece here, and that's what's actually going to determine the rotation.
That's what's really cool about this, is there's like different axes.
Could you imagine coding this?
It uses all the gyroscopes and
all
stuff.
All of the spatial thinking.
I guess it's just like x rotations per second equals like x movement in the game. That's really
it could also recognize like movements.
Why isn't
that
the one in the base?
I don't know if this is sassy or not.
Oh, there is one in the base. That's right.
All
right.
Okay, guess what? We are building an ocean now. Did I just blow your mind? That's what it says on
the
screen.
We're building an ocean now.
Where we're fishing. All right.
All right. Well, you're not going to follow up on that claim, so.
This is going to be the base of our tiny ocean. Make sure it's strong by greasing the bolt lines.
Oh, it's just a tiny ocean?
All right,
my
whole ocean.
My mind isn't blown anymore.
Oh, God, I can't keep up with this.
Come on, touch up. Here, you do that one. I'll do this one.
Oh, you did it.
I don't disagree. Well,
thank you for having so much faith in me.
I'm a little
behind. Oh, you're capable of shit. Look at that.
I'm behind on the times, okay? As usual, grease the folds well. This is our small ocean. I'm gonna put lots of fish stickers on that ship.
It looks pretty brown, which is maybe a
really bad ocean.
All right, now for a little holder at the base. This is where the switch console goes. So make
sure. This is our ocean holder.
Do you want some of my orange shit?
No.
It's mostly lemon juice. It'll wake you up.
It's mostly what?
There's a lot of lemon juice in it.
Alright. We're gonna do like a wedding toast there for a second.
Yay!
Lavo.
Ching,
ching, ching.
Lavo.
Oh, she's asleep.
That's good. Ooh.
The blackberry?
Yeah. With the tequila, it's a little odd, but it's good.
Well, yeah. A lot of flavors.
Yeah. Ooh. Especially with the spice. Oh, the spice and that didn't go together.
Okay. Now we'll put a little hat on it. This is kind of cute. Whoever wrote this, props to you.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, Nintendo gets so many things right, but at the same time, they get so many things wrong. Like, for instance, in the Pokemon games, I feel like they could get a lot better, like, translators and copywriters. Because a lot of things in the Pokemon games, in Sun and Moon, I feel like translated kind of awkwardly.
Really?
Like what? I mean,
awkward may not be the word, just like there's better ways to translate it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes, I did some creasing. We're gonna give it a little hat.
Yes. To be fair, you are partially limited when you're translating from, like, Japanese to English.
That's the thing. I know.
I assume.
Why does the ocean need a hat? In case it rains, silly!
In the ocean? I'm confused.
That's so weird.
Okay, that's actually how the ocean exists, but we're not gonna focus on that.
That's like the whole reason it's there.
Is water keeps going back into it.
Isn't the whole reason it's there is because there was, like, a meteor with water in it?
I mean how it's sustained, right?
Oh.
Like, water. Okay. The ocean is still here.
Let's not get into the specifics of the ocean.
The Pacific.
I think we all know the...
The Pacific!
I think we all know the water cycle.
I don't know. I think we need some sort of content for this episode. So if it's the water cycle...
Aside from Pokemon talk.
Yeah, so I mentioned this before one of the other times I was on the podcast. Like, or not this specifically. The limitation of, like, going from Japanese to English, assuming that they can't add more, like, dialogue screens based on different sized dialogue, means that they're limited to whatever shows up there.
Wait, you mean, like, they can only have, like, this conversation is 5 screens long, thus...
Yeah.
Have to, okay.
Yeah, so, like, I imagine... I feel like the ideal scenario would be to build a system that dynamically chooses how many screens shows up for a current...
Language.
For any certain language, especially given that there's a lot of the same repeated animations.
Especially Pokemon, it's like... I'm going to show the camera. In Ultra Sun and Moon, or Sun and Moon 2, it's just like...
Yeah. I mentioned this before. The issue that I had with the Pokemon Sun and Moon is that everybody looked like they were like...
I didn't notice that the main character just smiles the whole time.
Yeah.
Until you pointed
until
it out.
Until I pointed it out. But like everything...
Because every time I'm like, why is this guy smiling? People are about to die!
and my guy had sunglasses, so he just had like aviators.
And smiling the whole time.
And then people are
just like stoned as shit the whole time.
Yeah, I'm going to fight
the
you.
Ocean
he's just
is
like,
done. Oh my god, it told me I needed a break again. You've definitely earned yourself a break if you want one.
All right, well...
We're on step 4 or 5 now. Now we gotta make this cool. All right, gets E and F.
I thought you were preparing our next shots over there. I was like, get the hell out of here.
It's gonna be soon, dude.
Don't say that. The gods of the drink will know.
Time is not...
Is there a tequila version of Dionysus?
I'm sure something's going on. Or Shakespeare? Wait, Dionysus is the god of drink!
Yeah.
Well...
He's the god of wine.
Well, that's because they didn't have tequila.
Right, exactly.
They didn't have
exactly. So it would be like, it would be some Aztec god.
Right! Yes.
Tezcatlipoca.
Popocatépetl.
That's god of the world. Alright, can you go back to what the fuck I'm supposed to do?
You're making a box, just like everything else in this.
Okay, yeah, but like...
It's all boxes, man!
This one, like, it folds over... Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. It folds over on top of itself. That's yes. Like...
This is gonna be so exciting for audio only.
No, we're gonna scrub. Yo, I just want to play some fishing games.
I no, just want to fish.
You
I hate
can't
building.
Buy a fishing rod. You have to build that shit.
This is like when you frustratingly build all the IKEA things that you imagine in your home, and you're like, I just want a nice dresser. I don't want to build this thing.
Yes, but all the pieces are here.
Oh,
rubber
bands. Shots fired.
Watch the video carefully.
That's not that hard.
Did you watch it carefully to do the thing that you expected?
Did you get through all 3 slots? 1, 2, 3. Yay! It's supposed to be there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was pulling it out of the way. I actually wrote that in first.
Oh my god.
No! Shut up over there. We'll drink when we're damn ready to.
No, that's not how the show works.
Alright, let us put this piece together.
I hit the stop button! Stop!
It only stops when you drink alcohol. Yeah.
That'd be the best alarm ever.
That'd be the worst alarm ever. time to wake up for work. Oh, how do I turn this alarm off? Oh, that's right. I have to drink my breakfast first.
Soylent! Uh-oh. We have to tie knots.
This is the most fun that I've had.
Who's sober enough to tie knots?
Wait, someone grab the camera.
What kind of knot?
It hasn't said yet. It hasn't said.
I was a Boy Scout.
I'm so drunk that I thought I said what kind of camel.
You took the word that I said and inserted it into your own memory.
Own fucking, yeah, exactly. Oh,
just a regular ass knot.
Okay, get over here, people.
I hate ass knots.
Shut up! All knots are ass knots if you try hard enough.
This podcast brought to you by liquor.
How much liquor?
Too much.
Here we go. I should drink some water.
I'll get to that for you.
No, I got some.
Oh, you have some.
Roll, roll, roll. Yes. Fast forward. Spin, spin, spin. Yes,
roll,
fast forward.
Roll, roll, roll. Motto of my life.
Okay.
Roll, roll, roll your rod. Gently down the rod.
Oh, no, I did it wrong. I don't think... Were we supposed to close this off? Oh, I was supposed to weave it through. Uh-oh. Okay.
Don't eat that. Don't eat the roll. Come over here.
Here is a grommet.
Here's a waltz. I'm going to continue making that joke.
It's never going to die.
It's never going to die. You're stuck with me. Deal with it, puppy.
Hook the rubber bands on the side.
Oh, shit. This is like tension.
Yeah. Suspense. Suspension tension.
I meant like tension, like when you like wind it up, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's also suspended.
Yeah.
Okay. Be sure to keep the whole thing nice and level. As attach the string to the rod, slide the string through all three eyelets. Oh, goodness.
You have to make the sound though.
Okay, there's one eyelet, two eyelets. Three
islands. Ah.
Finally, insert it into the reel's plus marking. If it ever pops out, you can just push it back in.
Oh, good. That's...
That's not how poop works.
Not what I was going to say, but...
Oh. FYI.
It's either sex or poop here. At the tequila podcast.
Oh, don't forget to close up the back of the ocean.
You're definitely not getting ad revenue from this one.
Who needs ads?
You
fuck
do.
Capitalism. You need money.
You need money.
That's who needs
fuck
money.
Fuck your
Uh-oh. Why? Oh. Is it... Why? Okay. Check that everything works.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Everything doesn't work.
Is it supposed to not go through the middle? I think... Okay.
It's like we're drunk or something.
Oh, no.
I think that's fine. This is fine.
Okay, stretch out the rod. Take this. Stretch it.
It's dangerous to go along.
Now pull that way. Daniel. Yes. Yes!
Oh, God.
Yes!
Harder.
No, you're supposed to pull. There we go. The spool is complete!
Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
Inserting the Joy-Con. Guys, we did it! We built it!
Wait,
but we already inserted the Joy-Cons.
Oh, spool it back.
But it's loose.
No, the other way. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
This doesn't spool. You literally, you took a knot and stuck it in here. Connected to
I didn't think that far ahead.
I hate to break this to you, but this isn't an actual fishing rod.
The left Joy-Con's supposed to go in here. Is this the left or the right?
Yes.
That
well, that's the left.
Okay,
that's the right. We got it. Fast forward.
Okay. Now the right goes in this part.
Is there a knot in the middle here?
No, it's just a spinny thing. Oh, you did that already.
Yes.
Isn't this supposed to like auto-wind?
Insert
the Nintendo Switch console into the ocean and close it with the hat.
What I'm guessing is that we have to like...
What the heck?
If we want to like fix that, we have to pre-tension it more before we pull it in here. But not all.
No.
But not too much.
Here.
How much? Okay. How much?
Oh my God! There's a little hat. Wow.
Okay. There's still plenty of stuff. So I think this is fine.
I'm gonna put fish stickers on this. Okay, people. Where's the camera?
Wait. Okay. Is that already like? Step five?
Yes. So you see all these fish. I bought this because it would teach me the names of fish in Japanese. But now we're going to put them on the
This one is...
The dancing fish and rice.
Fish. Tuna.
No, it's not. Tuna is not just tuna.
Saruman.
All right.
You just said a Lord of the Rings character.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Saruman's a fish, right?
The word for jellyfish is kurage.
Kurage?
Kurage.
Kurage.
Yeah. The word for shark is seme.
Wait, so why isn't this one?
Saruman.
Okay, now we're going to play the game, right?
How do we wind it, though?
That should be good.
Oh.
Two. One. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. We have to, like... They're taking off.
All right, now we're going to get some video of us playing this game. You got to play this.
Oh, great. Wait, I thought you were the fishmonger.
I'm in the fish... Put fish on that with stickers.
That wasn't a sentence, but okay.
Sip the ocean on the floor and spin the reel to start.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right, that's actually kind of impressive. So
yeah.
Can you grab the camera?
The left and the right, it follows left and right. Okay.
So this is like following my...
Did you see it?
Movements left and right.
Flying fish should go on top because it's outside of the water.
Now that said, I reeled this in.
Are you fishing? Why isn't you commenting?
Oh, I have to go
down. Oh my goodness, you're underwater! Okay. Okay.
All right.
What should I put underwater?
Shh.
Look, there's two of them looking for. Oh my goodness, you got one!
What did I catch?
Will it tell you? A mackerel.
Mackerel, 47 centimeters.
Oh, you should look what that word is.
Mackerel.
No!
It's literally all Japanese words. Just English in a Japanese accent.
Ika. No, wait. I thought Ika was... Oh, no. It's not lined up anymore because I took the stickers out of the pack. Okay.
All right, we're just going to go all the way to the bottom and see what we can catch.
Okay, Ika is squid. It doesn't give me the word for mackerel.
Oh, there's a fucking marlin there.
Oh, you're gonna get a marlin?
Holy
get it, dude!
Shit.
That thing's worth 10,000 bells.
Never mind, I don't want it anymore. I'm just kidding. Alright, let's see if we can.
Wow, so it's super responsive to your movements. I guess there are two Joy-Cons.
Yeah, so the left Joy-Con is the one that's in the handle, and that's figuring out left and right. I can just like. So left Joy-Con is like moving left and right, and then...
The other one's there.
Yeah. The other one is in there, which moves up and down based on that. So I imagine the strat is just stand... Oh, damn it. I felt the vibration from the stingray.
Are there points, or is this just like an experience?
There's no points for experiences.
Okay, all right, just checking.
This is really exciting for
Wait,
your
why
listeners.
Is turtle? I guess there are such things as sea turtles, aren't there?
Yes.
Predator.
Shut up! Oh my god! No. Kamehameha.
Oh, I missed it!
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah. Okay, it's called Kamehameha because Kame means turtle, and the guy he learned it from is a turtle.
Oh, Master Roshi's a turtle?
Yeah.
I thought Kamehameha was like the later.
Oh, that's a Napoleon fish.
Good
job. Oh no, you missed it! I'm sorry. I congratulated you too early.
I imagine I went too fast.
Yeah, there's no instructions, so it's hard to know.
It's all the way down here at the bottom.
Oh no!
Oh shit! Oh my god!
You just made this game really hard.
Literally just got to the bottom of the sea there.
There's like an ocean cavern that I fell into.
Hey!
Oh! There's sharks! And an anglerfish? You see that?
I thought those were only
no,
down by
I don't
the
see fence. That. You're all the way over there, and I'm all the way over
Do
here.
You see it?
That's close enough.
Oh my god. Oh!
Alright. So for viewers that. Oh! Nope.
What nibbled though?
something big.
Man, you really just gotta like crank at it, I guess, as soon as they get there, right?
I feel like there's a part of it where you have to like
coax them. That's a sunfish.
Oh, I got one.
Nice.
I have a sunfish sticker.
Oh, come on. Come on. Just keep going.
It snaps.
You ran into a...
No, that's in foreground.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I don't know if there's like, if there's a thing where you have to drink a lot of alcohol.
What? Shut up!
I don't know if there's a thing where you have to like move slowly to get people to get fish to grab onto it. I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna pour some in here. Gross.
Okay, you do it.
I think Dan's really, like, taken by this fishing gear.
Ooh, I got a red sea bream.
Ooh, a sea bream.
What up, fam?
Daniel's found his true calling.
All right, I've only used one sticker sheet.
Nintendo fishing.
And your true calling is this shot of tequila right here.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, people.
Hello.
I have a fishing rod in one hand and a lot of alcohol in the other.
Life is good.
Is it? Be responsible. Drink responsibly. You don't have to bench drink.
Oh, I got a fish, but fuck it. Okay, cheers.
Oh, no!
My sinuses.
Are being cleared out. That's not indeed a bad thing.
Here's a TV that looks like an apple.
What?
It's from one of those, like, Nintendo Directs from a long time ago.
Oh.
Come on, you little fucker.
I guess something I'm going to talk about, even though we're
drunk. Oh, you little shit.
Drunk.
He picked at it, but he didn't bite.
Or
she.
I was invited to be on this task force for determining the definition of harassment and appropriate punishments for people in the Smash scene.
What does the task force do?
Task force is making a code of conduct that describes what harassment is and what punishments are. Because, like, there's been a lot of guys that have gotten away with a lot of shit.
What's the punitive action, though? Like, determining that?
Yes, we're determining that, but some things might be, like, a temporary ban from your scene's local Facebook page. Ranging up to, like, ban from all nationals for a year or lifetime, or depending, you know.
On the severity.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to try to apply, like, to do policy stuff, like, because, like, you're in research too, right?
Yeah,
so, like,
right.
Research can be very abstract, but then to actually go and try to, like, make policy based on research is very different experience.
Surprisingly hard.
Yes. But it makes me think of that, because I'm like, dude, if Nintendo cared about the Smash scene, we wouldn't have to do this on our own.
Like, so, of course.
I'm not in the Smash scene, so absolutely feel free to correct me if I am wrong.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it feels like Nintendo America is interested, or would be more interested in the Smash scene than, like, Nintendo Japan.
Perhaps. I think the Smash scene is bigger than America.
Yeah, it's... in a lot of ways, it seems like Nintendo Japan is, for lack of a better term... Oh, Jesus. Somebody tore a hole in the bag on the side.
Oh, no.
So I thought the bag was closed on the bottom, and then everything poured out. Nintendo Japan seems, for lack of a better term, like kind of behind on the times in a lot of ways.
Well, Japan is very behind on certain things, like harassment.
Yeah.
Gender norms.
Yeah, exactly.
And LGBT rights.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
With you. All right, so overall thoughts on...
Lavo?
I guess the lava.
Other way.
Oh, that's right.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
That's it. Just get out of here. I'm not that drunk.
But we are.
But are we?
Actually, this was kind of a shorter episode than most of the podcast, wasn't it?
Well, considering I'm going to fast forward through a lot of this, yeah.
No, even then, it's like we've only been going for like probably...
2 hours?
It's almost 10.
Less than two. Yeah, but we started late. Oh.
We started at 8. So this is like 2 hours.
Oh god, I see my hand.
No, bring the lavo back in.
Alright, lavo parade, go.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck. Goodbye.
That's kind of cute. Oh no, the insides!
There, end of podcast.
That was kind of a short podcast.
We can keep going. I know, I like, every better it, never remembering, every degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them into the setting like sediment, I'm that par. Mix it up with six guy, rage against machine, bitter J-Rock, K-Da. Switch it up, gangsta, getting on my stage props, dealer with the beats and catch me singing like. As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila. Mama call me Yeshua, running out of time with a Harry Potter headscarf. I ain't got a desk job. For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month. Head farts, yeah, that's for all your gum smack, mud flaps, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex. By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month. Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it, top shit, but I still respect women. Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a tequila-branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/tequila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/tequila. Like egregious kids adjust in front and like Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed of weed. Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/tequila. That's for all your joke rap, smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag, no half, low grab. You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TequilaCast. Watch list, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women. The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all. Ride out. They ain't praising my saint, my miracle. They